We're continuing. Maaseh. We just said that it doesn't matter how smart you are and how much Torah you know, you should tell over the story. So Maaseh b'Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, the Levite. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Kohen, the descendant of Ezra the scribe. Rabbi Akiva, the son of a convert. And Rabbi Tarfon, the Kohen. Shayum Subin b'Bnei Brak. They were all guests by Rabbi Akiva, the student in Bnei Brak. Rabbi Akiva was smaller than all of them, right? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua were his Rabbeim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was greater than him in Torah, at least in part of his life. And Rabbi Tarfon was his Rabbi. So Rabbi Akiva is the minor in this story, but they're all his guests in Bnei Brak. And even though Rabbi Eliezer believes that the Seder has to be over by midnight, he went on the whole night. And even though Rabbi Akiva holds it ends at the crack of dawn, he went on past the crack of dawn till the students came. The students came and told them, time to reach Ma, time to go daven. So they didn't stop. They had a lot to talk about. Wait a second. Didn't they all know the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right, but there's a mitzvah to tell it over and tell it over, and I tell you a medrash I heard, and you tell me a medrash you heard, and so we run as much as we can. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and you should know, it's not only the mitzvah of telling the story, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught her, ani kiven shivim shana, I look like an old man. I got white hairs already. That Ben Zoma taught that when the Torah says, I want you to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all the days of your life, why does it say all the days of your life? To tell you every morning and every night, you're also supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Guys, that's a biblical mitzvah. When we say Shema, we should have in mind as we read the third parsha, Vayomer, right? As we read, Ani Hashem Elokechem Sheyotziti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim Neot Lachem Nedokim Ani Hashem Elokechem Emet. We're fulfilling a biblical mitzvah, remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, story time? Okay, story time. Hi, Benny. Story time. Let's just read one more line. Chachamim, when the sages learned, why do you say all the days of your life? To tell you, even in the days of Messiah, you're going to be telling over Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Let's imagine for a minute. We're all on a trip. We're all traveling. We're on a ship. And as we're traveling on the ship, storm hits. And when the storm hits, you can't see a foot away from you, and we don't know where we are. And we know that there are rocks nearby, and the ship might be shipwrecked, and we're not sure what to do. And everyone grabs a plank, and the captain says, guys, any second now, the ship can be destroyed. And we're not far from dry land. Let's try to regroup on dry land, those who make it out alive. And so, realizing that we're in deep danger, we decide it's safer to get off the ship and try to make it to dry land and stay on the ship. So we each climb off the ship slowly and we take a plank and each one starts swimming. And after the last person's off the ship, and as we start swimming towards dry land, we hear a bash and the whole ship cracks into smithereens and we make it to dry land. We start regrouping. We see everyone made it alive. It's miraculous. No one person was thrown against the rocks and killed. We sit there, we huddle, we try to make a camp, we try to figure out how we're going to exist on this island. We have no idea where we are. And we figure out how we find a little cave, we stay away from the elements, we put together a little fire. And as a little bit of time passes, we figure out how we're going to rebuild a new ship and make it out of there. And people come, there are natives on this island, and they're cannibals. So we're not sure what we're supposed to do. We keep hiding. We hope they won't see us. But we know it's only a matter of time till they discover us. We won't have time to build that ship. We look at the cannibals and we see them preparing their knives. They're preparing a big fire. And we understand they're going to have a big steak the next night and we're on it. We don't have enough weapons. We're not sure what to do. So every person grabs a stick and rocks, and we're waiting. And we have a guard that night waiting to see what'll happen. And the next morning, they align themselves, they have their bows, they have their arrows, they have their clubs, They start making this dance. They start making their war cries. They have the women in the background heating up the fire, rejoicing. You see, they're going to have this big celebration. And they're all getting ready, and we're standing there. We got these meager little planks and rocks, and we're preparing. And they start circling. They go in a circle. And they're singing their war cries. And you see them with knives in their hands, and you know, you don't really stand a chance. And as you're standing there prepared, suddenly you hear in the distance there's noise. And the noise gets louder, and you're standing there, and there's this ship that came searching for you. And the ship finds you in the nick of time, and the soldiers come off the ship, and the cannibals run away, and they save you, and they put you back on the ship, and they're taking you home. You had forgotten that there were, each of you had family members that were concerned for you. So you decide as a group, you all made it out alive. It's not normal that this happened. You know, had the ship shown up an hour later, you'd all be minced meat, literally. So you decide you're going to commemorate this thing that happened to you. How would you do it? You say, hey, we have to thank God. Something happened here. Something unusual happened here. So one guy says, Yaakov says, I suggest every morning and every night we tell ourselves, thank God this happened to us. And then Shaul says, that's not enough. Let's remember the anniversary of the day that we got out. Let's commemorate this day. Every year we all get back together again and we tell our family a song of thanks. And then Benjamin says, that's not enough. We should all walk around with hats that sounded, I was saved. I was on the island of cannibals. And Elio says, no, that's not enough. We should each wear a t-shirt that says, I was saved from cannibals. And then Benny comes up and says, no, that's not enough. I want us all to have a flag outside our house. And that flag should say, I was saved. I thank God I was on the island of cannibals. And then Stefan says, no, I have a better idea. Let's all name our children after the captain of the ship who came and saved us so that we'll all remember for generations. We'll name our kids after that. So what's this story an allusion to? What we do with Mitzrayim? We left Egypt. Sometimes we say, hey, can you prove it to me? The answer is, can you find another way to commemorate something? We all wear hats every day that say we were taken out of Egypt. It's called our tefillin. We don't wear a t-shirt. We wear a tefillin on our arm. Every Jew's been doing this. I mean, we're finding these in archaeological digs from 2,500, 3,000 years ago. Every Jew's been doing this, wearing this hat that says, hey, I was taken out of Egypt. God did a miracle for me. We all redeem our firstborn sons because as those cannibals were ready to kill us that day, right? So the Egyptians weren't cannibals, but they were ready to kill us. So we commemorate that by designating our firstborn sons. What else do we do? We don't wear flags outside our house. We put a mezuzah that says, hey, I'm a monotheist. What else do we do? We commemorate the day that anniversary, right? On Pesach night, we commemorate the anniversary. If you think about it, any possible way you could commemorate what happened, we do. And that's what we're telling the kid. Rabbi Elazar Azariah said, every morning, every night, you're supposed to remember this. We do. Now we have a song here. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch